Please, we had a guest scheduled and our guest canceled, so we should have open line here for you between 10 and 12. I'd like to remind you that now it will be Tom Farrell sitting in for Jim Madonna this afternoon on Alaska Gold Trails, and his guest will be Frieda Chamberlain, and then between 2 and 3 it will be open line.
And all the places where I wanted to see, but was unable to go except by air.
Okay, so the whole idea there, then, your association with the Civil Air Patrol was to be able to get around other parts of Alaska.
Right.
Okay.
Well, and then we had conventions down in Los Angeles and Las Vegas, and we went Air Force.
Well, how many years were you with the Civil Air Patrol?
Well, I was with the Civil Air Patrol, and I finally married here and was sort of stuck.
You were in the Civil Air Patrol when you met your husband?
Right. And then he came in the Civil Air Patrol.
Okay, and that was Don?
Right.
And you met him in 1960, so that was just 4 years after you got here?
Right.
Okay. And what was he doing at the time?
He was working for Reed and Martin in the power plant out of Chattanooga.
Mm-hmm. Well, what brought him to Alaska? And how long had he been here?
He came first in 1953 from Warren, Ohio, where he'd been working in steel mills. And he came up to work for Effie on the gold dredges.
Oh, okay. So was he working on the Davidson Ditch project then?
Yes.
Was that where his steel mill expertise was coming in handy?
No. He just changed professions.
Oh, totally. Oh, okay. What was his job with FE Company?
He was foreman of the Davidson Ditch. Well, not that was for Reed and Martin. Reed and Martin built a power plant out there at Chattanooga.
Okay. So he wasn't working for FE Company?
No, he quit the dredge.
Okay.
Or quit FE there at Chattanooga. He and several other of the boys that worked for him.
Mm-hmm. What was that all about? They all quit together?
Well, when Reed and Martin opened up the power plant, they had to have help.
Oh, okay. So there was a lot of jobs available all of a sudden, and might be some good year-round opportunities there.
No, not in the wintertime.
No.
Because it was a hydroelectric plant, and the river froze in the wintertime.
Well, now that's interesting. I didn't know that we ever had hydroelectric power here in Fairbanks, but back in those days, they did.
They sold to Golden Valley.
Hmm. And that was... of course, only operable during the summer months then.
Right.
What river was the... Was
Chattanooga.
Oh, okay. And what did they have, some sort of a little dam project or something there? Or?
Well, they had a large dam on the river.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think it was up around 67 mile. And then the ditch, the Davidson Ditch, took off from that river.
Okay, so then probably one of the big purposes of that dam was to provide a reservoir for the Davidson Ditch to draw from then?
For the dam, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then now the Davidson Ditch was an interesting project. How familiar are you with that?
Well, to begin with, it went to Fox.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Reed Martin...
This is from the Chattanooga River, about, what, 60 miles up?
I think 67
miles. 67 miles up?
Mm-hmm.
From there to Fox.
Right.
Okay.
But then at the time that Reed Martin... put in the power plant. The ditch was still there, but the water stopped at 32 mile, where the siphon came across the road.
All right, so this was later in the ditch's history then?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But then, of course, now the earlier, back in the earlier years when the ditch was first constructed, that was in order to provide water for the dredges, is that right?
That's right, and for hydraulicking.
Mm-hmm.
And
hydraulicking meaning those powerful nozzles that would wash the topsoil and stuff.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
All this is, of course, in efforts to get down to where the gold was.
Right.
Yeah.
The gold-bearing gravel.
Mm-hmm.
That ditch was dug by pick and shovel by thousands of men.
Now the ditch was a large part of it an open ditch then. Or was it all enclosed in pipe?
No, just the siphons part was
pipe. Was pipe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, that's one of the interesting things about the Davidson Ditch, to my mind at any rate, is the fact that they really didn't have pump stations or anything like that like we have on
the oil pipeline.
They actually siphoned.
They siphoned it.
Gravity was, once it got flowing, it would keep going as long as it didn't lose its, get an airlock or something in it.
And they had penstocks at the beginning of each siphon.
Mm-hmm.
In the wintertime, when it would start to freeze up, they would light lanterns and put in the penstock
so that
they could run a little bit longer.
Huh. So as long as the water was flowing, then it wouldn't freeze as readily.
Right.
But then, of course, as the cold set in and it got colder, eventually it would freeze, I guess.
They had to drain the siphons then.
Ah, okay. All right. So I suppose if they didn't, then the ice would have probably broke the seams and...
I would imagine.
...caused a lot of problems the next spring when it warmed up. We're talking with Frieda Chamberlain about her early days here in the Fairbanks area, and... we'll be talking more with her. If you'd like to call in, the phone number is 479-8255. Frieda said that she would be happy to talk to any of our KFAR listeners if they would like to call in and maybe reminisce with Frieda about the old days. And we will continue our conversation with Frieda after these messages.
Willow Woods is your key to affordable luxury in one- and two-bedroom apartments. Willow Woods, with walk-in closets, oversized bathrooms, fully equipped kitchens, and balconies. If you are or will be looking for a place to live and not just exist, move to the Woods, Willow Woods Apartments. As low as $365 a month for one bedroom, furnished or unfurnished, Willow Woods has what you want to be in today. Willow Woods, just off College Road next to Joy School, phone 451-0455.
John Madden for Ace Hardware. And let me tell you, there's an Ace grand opening celebration going on right now.
Join us for prizes, fun, and savings starting this Saturday for 9 whole days.
Thanks, Angie. Check Friday's News Minor for full details. Remember, OK Lumber, Ace Hardware.
Now in town at 272 Illinois Street.
How about that? Come in today and you'll say, Ace is the place for me.
And woman, the all-new OK Lumber Ace Hardware, Fairbanks.
Let's take a moment to talk about one of our newest sponsors here on Alaska Gold Trails, and that's Mount McKinley Mutual Savings Bank. One of Mount McKinley's most innovative and beneficial services is their Prime Time account. This account is for people who have passed their 55th birthday and offers numerous free services. For instance, no service charges and no minimum balance on your checking account. Plus, your first 200 checks are free. But there's more. Your Prime Time checking account will earn interest at 5.25% per annum, compounded daily for an effective annual yield of 5.47%. With a Prime Time checking account, fees are waived for traveler's checks, money orders, and money wire transfers. And Prime Time customers also get free notary service. Direct deposits are also available free. Mount McKinley Mutual Savings Bank is located conveniently at 530 4th Avenue, with entrances on both 3rd and 4th Avenues, and ample parking off of 4th. Their phone number is 452-1751. And when you stop by over there, tell them you heard about them on Alaska Gold Trails here on KFAR Radio.
Well, thank you, Jim. And Jim will be back, I don't think next week, probably the week after. My name is Tom Farrell, sitting in for Jim Madonna today on Alaska Gold Trails. It's 22, almost 23 minutes after 1 o'clock. And Jim's guest today is Frieda Chamberlain, longtime Alaskan, and she and I have just been kind of talking about her early years here in Fairbanks, back in the mid-50s, and in 1960 when she met and married her husband, Don. And Frieda, you mentioned that he was foreman of the Davidson Ditch Gang and also had worked on the Chattanooga Gold Dredge. And according to the notes that I have from Jim's wife, Leah, one of the things that he was doing when he was working on the gold dredge is he was running the hydraulic monitors.
Right.
Yeah, okay. And I called them a nozzle, but that's actually the wrong terminology. I guess it's a monitor. But those, they look like big cannons for all the world and that
they
shoot out a high-pressure stream of water.
They're hard to hold on to, too.
Hmm. Now, those things have to be mounted on... They mounted them on some sort of a pivot or something that allowed them to sort of kind of help hold it for them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought that was an interesting job. Some giant squirt guns or something.
Lots of work.
Now, the pressure of those must have been phenomenal to be able to wash gravel and dirt and soil away the way they did.
Oh, yes.
It was probably quite exciting to watch them in operation.
It was.
You had an opportunity to do that many times, I would imagine. Well, when he was out there in Fox and operating those monitors, according to Leah's notes, they would uncover occasional mastodon bones and stuff?
Right.
I bet that was pretty exciting.
He had a large mastodon tooth and a part of a tusk that he had retrieved from hydraulicking.
Oh, no kidding. You keep those as souvenirs?
No. I worked for John Haley in jade for a while, and I made a deal with him to get some jade.
Oh, okay. So someone else has those.
Yes.
All right. Then you were living in a trailer out there about 32 miles on the Steese Highway with Don.
Yes, and it was pretty primitive.
Well, tell us about that a little bit. Now, I'm surprised that, well, of course, this is 1960, so trailers were not unknown, but how in the world did you get a trailer way up here, or did you buy it from someone who already had it up here?
No, he bought it here in town.
Was it a big trailer? Or?
Yes, large trailer, and then we built a large Wanigan.
Mm-hmm.
20 by 30. So we had plenty of room.
But no running water?
We had a well.
Oh, okay.
Because the water table there is about 6 feet deep.
Oh, well, you didn't have to go down very far at all.
No.
We
had power in the summertime when the power plant was running.
Oh.
But in the wintertime, we didn't have power.
Uh-huh.
So we had
what'd you do?
Aladdin lamps and... We had propane that we used for cooking, and we had a Franklin fireplace and an oil heater.
Were you able to keep comfy?
Oh, yes.
All right. Now, this trailer must not have been built for Arctic conditions, but somehow you were able
to... We insulated it.
Ah, okay. Now then, there you are, 32 miles out the Steese Highway in the early 60s. How long did you live in that trailer?
5 years.
5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Any neighbors?
3 miles away, outside of the men that worked for Don, Mr. Carpenter, and a couple of the other boys lived, within maybe a couple of hundred yards.
Mm-hmm.
Had their little cabins, just one-room cabins.
Do you see any more wildlife out there in those days than
we had
you do
wolves,
these days?
We had wolves. We had... just about little martens come in the yard.
Our number is 479-8255. My name is Tom Farrell, talking with Jim Adana's guest on Alaska Gold Trails, Frida Chamberlain. And Frida said she would be happy to talk with any of our KFAR listeners if they'd like to call in. The number is 479-8255. That's 479-8255. And thank you for calling. Oops, I had somebody call in, but they're not with us. Okay. If someone just called and I inadvertently lost you, I apologize for that, and give me a call right back. 479-8255 for that person and anyone who would like to call in and talk with Frida. Maybe there's some old-timers out there that like to reminisce with Frida about the old days. Any of your old friends still around?
Not from that area.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly they are moved away or passed away or something.
Not so many people left in Fairbanks then from those days. Gold dredge operations and working for the FE company.
Well, you see, in 1965, my husband quit Reed and Martin and went to work at Fort Wainwright in the power plant.
Okay.
So we moved to town.
So he had gone then from working in the steel mill to power plant operations, electrical utility operations then. What kind of work was he doing with them?
Shift foreman.
Okay. So... What were you doing in these days? You're married. This is in the mid-60s. He's now working at Fort Wainwright.
Well,
were you still living out in
until
on
we
the Steese Highway?
No, we moved into town then when he went to work for Fort Wainwright.
Oh, okay.
And I did different jobs around town. I worked at North Pole Bakery, the old North Pole Bakery.
Mm-hmm.
And I was used to traveling because when you travel... The best work is hotel and restaurant work.
All right. Well, we have a caller calling in. Frida, if I could get you to put on those headphones, that way you'll be able to hear the caller. Can you hear all right with those?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thanks for calling. You're on the air with Frieda Chamberlain. Do you have a question for Frieda?
Yes, Frieda. Frieda, in 1956, of course, traveling alone and all, what was the ratio of women to men in the Fairbanks area?
That's a good question.
Well, I think there were many more men than there were women.
Yeah, as far as eligibility goes, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
You had your pick of the crop, huh?
I remember, it was a couple few years ago here, in an Ann Landers column, some lady wrote into her about where to, you know, find more eligible bachelors, and there was two places in the country, and one area she mentioned was just Alaska, and she came back with a retraction some weeks later, saying, "My goodness, if you don't have money, if you can't sustain yourself, if you don't have a job waiting for you, don't head for Alaska."
Sounds like the state, somebody from the state,
yeah,
got
I'm
a hold
sure
of her.
From Juneau, somebody, yeah, got a hold of her and cautioned her on that. Because I know in 1959, I had read Wally Hickel's story about getting off the boat with a few bucks in his pocket. Boy, I was ready to come, you know. I sent off to Juneau and I got these big packet back with all these letters saying, if you don't have a job, if you don't have a, if you cannot support yourself, do not come up here.
Well, I think in 1959 was when the carpenters went on strike, and then jobs were scarce.
Yeah, I remember a group left Detroit. I don't know if you heard about them. The Detroit area, they were called the 59ers. A big caravan came up, settled in the valley around Palmer there, and I guess most of them went belly up. They come up at the wrong time of the year, the wrong land was surveyed. But I'm sure there's still some pioneers, a few pioneers left from that era, but it was just a mess. They had sold everything.
Yes, right.
Come up here in a caravan, and it was a disaster from the word go. But the Detroit newspapers carried articles on them every week about, you know, how the trip was going and what they were doing.
Right.
But as it turned out, it was disaster. Well, I really, really enjoy your story, and thank you very much for being a guest.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for calling. Our number is 479-8255, if any of you other listeners would like to call and talk with Frieda, 479-8255. If you could think of something that you would like to ask her that I haven't yet, well, please call in and ask her for me. Frieda, when you were and your husband were working out there in Fox, of course, the whole idea was to find gold. Did you find any yourself? Did you get involved with that, do any panning or pick and shovel work?
Yes, I did some panning. In fact, during that time, there were many tailing piles out along what is now the Elliott Highway.
Mm-hmm.
And you could go at the base of those and get color most in many places.
Little flakes and things?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever find any nuggets?
A small one.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
How?
Panning.
Just panning?
Right.
Out of a tailing pile?
Right.
Oh, wow. How about today? Are those tailing piles still a good source for getting a little color?
Most every place is no trespassing anymore.
Ah, okay. The good old days are gone.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now you're in town. Husband Don is working out at Fort Wainwright. And you had mentioned some jobs that you had taken. What were some of the other jobs that you were doing in those days in the mid-60s?
Mostly... I worked for a cleaning plant.
Mm-hmm.
I worked in restaurants, bakeries, just whatever happened to come up.
According to my notes, you worked in the old Model Cafe.
Yes.
That was where down on 2nd Avenue, was
mm-hmm.
it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the Tiki Cove.
Mm-hmm.
That was when it was still located under the Mecca Bar on 2nd Avenue.
Right.
Yeah.
And I worked at the Broiler.
Mm-hmm. And who were some of the folks that you used to pal around with back in those days, some of the people that you worked with?
I really didn't have time to pal around with anyone.
Really? Well, what did you guys do for fun and excitement in those days?
Usually I'd have two jobs,
mm.
one 8 hours and one 6.
And your husband was working. Did you have to, the two of you have to work that much just to make ends meet in those days?
No, but in the wintertime there wasn't much else to do at that time.
And you didn't want to sit around being bored, so.
Right. Of course, anymore now, you have a choice almost every night of different places to go.
Yeah. Well, what were some of the places, or what were some of the things people did when they got off work, and especially in the wintertime?
Well,
have any movies to go to or anything like that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. They had I think it was called the Empress on 2nd Avenue,
mm-hmm.
a large theater there.
Is that where the co-op presently is located?
No,
or?
No.
No?
That was, I think it was on the corner of Lacey and 2nd.
Hmm, okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
Down the street from the co-op, then.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wasn't there a theater where the co-op is now at one time or something?
Not as far as I know.
Okay.
As far as I know, it's always been the co-op. They did have a large drugstore on the corner of 2nd and Cushman, and it burned.
Hmm. What was the name of that one? Do you remember?
I think it was Thrifty.
Thrifty.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just a local drugstore? And.
Mm-hmm. And where Woolworth is now was a large apartment building owned by Sid Wohl. I had an apartment upstairs. And underneath was Adler's Bookstore and Evelyn's Dress Shop and a jewelry store right on the corner.
We're talking with Frieda Chamberlain, and our number is 479-8255. I'm Tom Farrell, sitting in for Jim Madonna today on Alaska Gold Trails, if you'd like to call in and talk with Frieda. In fact, there's several callers calling in right now. Let's go to our phone lines. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Yes, there was a theater there where the co-op is now. It's called the Upper Theater. The other one is the Lacey Street Theater.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for that.
They're both shut down now, but moved out to on Airport Road.
Okay. Were you here in those days?
Oh, yeah. I was coming up in 49.
Well, you came up in 49. Did you ever run into Frieda when she was working at the Model Cafe?
I probably did. I used to eat there a lot. I've been to the Broiler, but the name doesn't ring any bells. But heck, when you're out at a place like that, you never catch names, you know. You don't remember.
Well, I'm sure if you saw her, you'd remember. She's a pretty lady, so hard to forget a pretty face.
Thank you.
That was a theater there. That was one of Cafe's theaters.
Okay.
And, the Empress Theater there. There used to be an alleyway between the Mecca and the theater. And now they've closed it in and got some other stores in there now.
Hmm. All right.
I forget what they call that alley. The other one across the street where the walkway goes across from the co-op used to be called the Blanchfield Alley.
Mm-hmm. All right.
She probably remembers the old black and white liquor store across there.
Yes.
Well, gosh, thanks for calling and helping us out on that.
Bye.
479-8255 is the number. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hi, Frieda. What year did you come to Alaska?
I came up in 1956, the 1st of April.
You came about 2 years before I did then. This is me, Louise.
Oh, yes, Louise.
Do you ever hear from Mike?
Yes, once in a while.
Where is he now?
In Pomona, I believe.
Uh-huh. Well, it's real good to hear you.
Is this a voice from the past, sort of, Frieda? Or do you guys see each other once in a while?
Not often, do we, Frieda?
No.
Just once in a while at a salmon bake or someplace like that.
Right.
But it's good to hear you.
Well, it's good to talk to you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. Our number is 479-8255 if you'd like to call and talk with Frieda. Good afternoon. Thanks for calling.
Frieda, what the devil is the Pinnacle Club going to do without you today? Bye.
Are you supposed to be playing Pinochle today?
Yes, I am.
Uh-oh. We'll continue our conversation with Frieda Chamberlain after these messages.
It's the biggest and best three-ring circus to come to Alaska. The all-new International Circus Royale, filling the Big Dipper Rice Arena in Fairbanks with three rings of family fun and excitement July 14, 15, and 16 for six big shows. Starring for the first time in Fairbanks, the Great Melendez on the High Wire and Moscow Circus stars Yuri Krasnov and Lubov Fisaryankova. See the internationally acclaimed Espana family on the high-flying trapeze, plus circus elephants, tigers, clowns, chimps, ponies, acrobats, jugglers, performing dogs, and much, much more. International Circus Royale with no increase in ticket prices over last year. Get your tickets today at all Super Value stores, Seekins Ford and Baker & Baker booksellers. Don't forget, Saturday 10:30 a.m. is the Super Value Show. All seats $9 when bought in advance at Super Value stores. The all-new International Circus Royale brought to you by Delta Airlines. Delta and the Delta Connection fly to over 250 cities worldwide with over 3,900 flights a day. At Delta, we love to fly and it shows. Six shows July 14, 15, and 16, sponsored by College Lions. Don't miss it.
I'm happy that Tip Top Chevrolet Buick is a sponsor of Alaska Gold Trails. They're a hometown company. Tip Top Chevrolet Buick has been in business for 32 years. It has been owned and operated by three generations of Ginthers. Robbie Ginther is the general manager. Tip Top Chevrolet Buick is located 1916 South Cushman. Their phone number, 452-8211. Hope you have all that information. You never know when it might be worth a silver ingot during one of our contests. I always love to do this Tip Top Chevrolet ad that, similar to what Robbie Ginther does on television. Let me do it for you right now. You've never driven anything like the 1989 full-size Chevy pickup available right now at Tip Top Chevrolet. It's the hardest-working pickup with the longest regular cab in Chevrolet history, and it's got a new chassis system, a new aerodynamic shape with a new rear-wheel anti-lock brake system, and Instatrack shift-on-the-fly on the four-wheel drive. The 1989 full-size Chevy pickup, it's new, it's exciting, and it's here in Fairbanks at Tip Top Chevrolet, your Chevy Team Alaska dealer. Drop on over and take a look. And don't forget, folks, buckle up with Tip Top Chevrolet. Also, let them know that you heard about them on KFAR with Jim Madonna.
Well, thank you, Jim. And this is Tom Farrell sitting in for Jim Madonna today. Jim's away from the Alaska Gold Trail's microphone, but I understand he will be back next week for next week's show, and we'll have a surprise guest. So that should be kind of fun. And today we're talking with Rita Chamberlain about her days here in Fairbanks in the 50s and 60s. And if you'd like to call in to talk with Frida, she would be happy to do so, or to talk with you. The number is 479-8255. That's 479-8255. Well, according to my notes, Frida, a couple of ladies that you ran into back in those days were Hulda Ford and Eva McGowan.
Right.
A couple of, well, let's see. What can you tell us about Hulda Ford?
Well, she was really a character. She was a cute little thing, but you could see her up and down the street most any time of the day with her little shopping bag.
Do you remember the first time you saw her?
Yes.
Tell us about it.
First time I saw her, I was in, I was working in a restaurant in a Northward building, a very nice restaurant, and she came in and she wanted a donut. So, I went over and I got the plate of donuts. I asked her which one she would like, and her hands were kind of dirty. She was pinching the donuts.
She wanted to get the freshest one.
And of course, after she made her pick, the manager called me over and said, "For heaven's sake, don't ever let her touch anything again." But she was a unique character. She owned property all around town, owned buildings, and people would pay her rent by check, and she had in this shopping bag checks that she had carried for years.
And never cashed.
Never cashed. The bank had a terrible time with her.
In other words, this lady had enough income, sources of income, and owned enough property. She was a woman of means.
Right.
And chose to live on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
Well, she had a little room up above one of the jewelry shops here in town. But she had a gun in this shopping bag, too. And she went away and she forgot it. She left it by her stool.
Left the shopping bag?
Mm-hmm. So I picked it up and put it in the closet. And she came back and she was all excited, you know. So I got the shopping bag for her and she went through it immediately.
She made sure all the checks were still there.
Right.
Oh, wow. Our number is 479-8255, talking with Frida Chamberlain. And if you'd like to call in and talk with her, she'd be happy to talk with you. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Yeah, Frida, one more question. Since the boss is out of town and Tom won't ask you, what can you tell us about Bill Wally in those days?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, Bill Wally, he was an announcer here in town.
Uh-huh.
And he left here. The main thing I can remember about Billy, he had beautiful eyelashes.
Oh.
And Billy was the name, huh?
Bill Wally.
But you called him Billy?
No.
Oh. All right.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, Dave. 479-8255 is our number. Did Bill frequent the Model Cafe or any of the places that you worked? Is that how you ran into him?
Well, he used to come into the co-op once in a while.
Mm-hmm. And that, of course, was the place where everybody, well, one of the places, I guess, there in the Model, that
right.
People would run into each other and sit down and have coffee. And,
mm-hmm.
And that's, he ran into him there.
And he had a program on radio.
Let's see, I guess it was KFAR that he was working for in those days, I believe, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
Okay, well, I think, well, KFAR, of course, is the oldest station in town, and...
It probably was.
Yeah. All right. We're talking with Frieda Chamberlain about her early days here in the Fairbanks area, and we'll talk more with Frieda after these messages.
See the sound, touch the wonder, feel the spirit of Alaska for yourself. Experience the adventure of a lifetime. Unforgettable, beyond compare, come and see the sound. Let's dance, Stevens Charters take you there. Picture yourself in the grandeur, beauty like you've never seen before. Unforgettable, beyond compare, come and see the sound. Let's dance, Stevens Charters take you there.
For information, call 1-800-478-1297.
Whether it's an auto, light truck, motorhome, or big rig, for the best service in town, it's Gage Truck and Auto Repair. And that's not just my opinion, folks. The Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce gave Gage Truck and Auto their prestigious Raving About Fairbanks Award for providing the best vehicle service in Fairbanks. Gage has two large shops and eight mechanics on hand to serve you. And you know, with that much attention, you will get fast, courteous service to have your vehicle back in a hurry. In addition to engine and general vehicle maintenance, Gage can also repair automatic transmissions, realign front ends, and repair mountain balance tires. New and rebuilt engines come with a 12-month or 12,000-mile warranty. As you can see, Gage is a one-stop service center. And if you need an IM inspection, I've said this many, many times, Gage has a no-pass, no-pay policy. That's right, if you don't pass, you don't pay at Gage. And don't forget, folks, Gage's towing service. He has three wreckers available 24 hours a day and can handle any size rig. Getting a tow is as easy as calling 456-6156. You might want to write that number down and put it on your glove box. You can turn your rag into a ride at Gage Truck and Auto, located off Van Horn Road near Metro Field, or give them a call at 456-6156.
I'm Tom Farrell, sitting in for Jim Madonna on Alaska Gold Trails today here on KFAR. And this afternoon, Jim's guest is Frieda Chamberlain. And we're talking with Frieda about her days here in Fairbanks in the mid-50s and 60s. Frieda coming to Fairbanks on her own. And her goal was to travel the world. And she made it as far as Alaska. And Frieda, did you ever get to Hawaii?
Yes, I did.
Did you?
Oh, yes.
did you ever do any more traveling? Other than that?
Oh, yes. I've been to Europe a couple of times, and I've been to Australia three times, and I'm still going.
So you were able to satisfy that wanderlust a little bit, huh?
A little bit. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Alaska's a good, kind of a good base of operations to work out of to see other parts of the world, isn't it?
Well, I like Alaska because people here are friendlier. It's more like it would have been in the old days.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing, I miss the wildlife. We used to have moose going through the yard, and when we would come to town from Chattanooga, there never was a time when you didn't see two or three moose.
Well,
not anymore.
Well, with that kind of wildlife coming in and out of town, there must have been some funny incidents or unusual occurrences. Do you recall any?
Oh, yes. Every once in a while, you know, somebody hits a moose with a car.
Mm-hmm. Nothing like a moose wandering into the model cafe for a cup of coffee or anything like that. Huh?
No, but we did have a lady here and used to set a plate on her table and open the window and put a head of cabbage on the plate, and the moose would stick its head in the window and eat the cabbage.
Our number is 479-8255 if you'd like to talk to Frieda Chamberlain. Good afternoon. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to ask Frieda a question. Did her husband sell cars in the late 50s or somewhere? I bought one off of the Dodge Chamberlain then, and he had a used car lot. And I just wondered if that was the same person.
No, that was another Chamberlain.
And then I think he moved to Delta and opened built a lodge or something down there.
No, there was another Chamberlain that had a used car place here.
Well, I was just trying to get you straight in my mind, or just Don Chamberlain straight in my mind.
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling. Our number is 479-8255 if you'd like to call and talk with Frieda Chamberlain. Well, you know, I asked earlier about what were some of the things that you did back in those days for fun and excitement or entertainment. I guess there seems to have always been a number of bars around town, so I would imagine that there were quite a few bars back then, too. Any that were famous for their rowdiness or unique atmosphere or anything like that, do you recall?
Well, not necessarily that sort of thing. There was a nice large bar out on South Cushman called Diamond Horseshoe.
Mm-hmm.
And
anything unusual about that other than the name?
No. It was a nice place. I mean, I went there a couple of times. But they had amusements in town, like the Elks had a purple bubble ball in the wintertime. And the Shriners had the Shriners Ball.
Mm-hmm.
But they were sort of separate. The Elks, the Ladies Emblem Club, would have something.
What about the Ice Festival? Was that going strong in the late 50s, mid-50s?
Or? No, that came on later.
Okay. Well, I remember seeing
pictures of... But they did have golden
days. Yeah, okay.
In the summertime.
I was just going to mention that I had seen pictures of some of the earlier ice festivals, I guess back in the 40s maybe, where they really had some nice sculptures and the throne was all big ice chunks and lit up with lights and all kinds of things. And they really had a lot of fun with it back in those earlier days.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, they had dog racing, of course.
And I guess we're trying to get back to that anymore with the Ice Festival, which is, I'm glad to see that.
Oh, it was beautiful this winter.
479-8255 is our number if you'd like to call and talk with Frieda. Good afternoon. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you. You were talking about the wild times that used to be in existence up here, wilder in mm-hmm. a different sense than now, perhaps. Do you happen to remember all of the strip joints out on South Cushman? It had the Squadron Club and all sorts of different names. And they had topless dancers or go-go dancers of some sort. And whenever anybody would come up here and really fill the place, some good dancer instead of the stateside rejects that were mostly what the girls were when they got too old or too slow or too fat or something. And then the other outfits would get together and burn them out. And he'd start up under another name somewhere else, usually in weird little shacks. But one of the things I remember about those days, and you probably do too, is the smell of sawdust. They had regular stages, not quite like you see in the old movies, which I'm not sure ever existed anyway. But they had sawdust on there, and the girls would dance. And the men still carried large pokes of silver dollars. And I'll never forget the clink of those silver dollars as they threw them up to the girls on the stage. It was really weird. And then I'll say one more thing and then close up so someone else can talk to it. There was an incident at one of the clubs, I don't recall which one, where tons of people were standing at the bar, no stools or anything, just the bar and a few tables. And two men got in a terrible argument about car keys. And one of them pulled out a gun and shot the other one. And there's the doornail. And he lay there. Nobody said anything, but somebody apparently had called the police. Police came out and said, well, what's the matter with that man? Looked over, he's, my God, he's dead. Who shot him? And nobody, of course, said anything. And said, well, what happened? Nobody heard anything. Does that sound familiar? They didn't hear anything. They didn't see anything. He said, he's lying here. Well, they said he thought he was just drunk and fell over. Nobody ever did find out who killed that man.
Hmm.
And there were incidents like that in these different clubs around town.
Do you know if the car keys ever turned up?
I don't know. Maybe they did. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
That's all right.
Do you recall any of those incidents,
Well, I didn't get around those places very much. I was too busy working.
Yeah, that's right. You were usually holding down two jobs at a time, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty. Did you do that for a long time, many years? Or
oh, yes. I used to do that when I was in Florida, when I was in Los Angeles, when I was in New Hampshire.
Now, is this before you came to Alaska?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you had been in several areas other than Alaska before coming up here.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Our number is 479-8255. We're talking with Frieda Chamberlain here on Alaska Gold Trails. I'm Tom Farrell, sitting in today for Jim Madonna. Thanks for calling. You're on the air. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. You're on the air.
Hello?
You have a question for Frieda? Or?
Well, I just wonder if she ever saw, she came up in 56. I came up the 1st of February of 52. And there was dog racing and blanket toss and a whole lot of stuff going on. But there was something that happened that turned me off. It was at the end of the race, just about. And they had boxer dogs. And you know how short their hair is. This poor boxer were tired of standing waiting for their turn. And they tried to sit on the ice, but as they got closer to the ice, it was so cold, they stand up again.
Hmm.
And the poor thing, when they finally were hit, sled and stuff, you know, they didn't know what was expected of them. One went one way and one went another. And, I didn't hear any more about it. I think probably that was the one and only time that they tried to get boxers.
Short-haired dogs just didn't work out too good.
No.
All right. Thank you for your call.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. We'll have more with Frieda Chamberlain after this.
B&L Pawn Shop at the corner of Gaffney and Cushman is the most unpredictable variety store in Fairbanks. Now, folks, that's an understatement. It's more like having a giant garage sale in one room. One-stop shopping will get you everything. Just to give you an idea, let me list a few items. Jewelry, clocks, stereos, headphones, guns, scopes, winches, propane bottles, tools, hats, musical instruments, cameras, TVs, radios, typewriters, and the list goes on and on. In fact, you can get anything at B&L Pawn. B&L traditionally has offered tremendous savings, but in addition, if you tell Killer you heard it on KFAR, she'll even sweeten the deal. And if you tell her you heard it from Jim on Alaska Gold Trail, she'll even sweeten it more. If your money is a little tight, they'll be happy to help you out. Bring in anything you feel is of value or use, and the folks at B&L will loan you the money to get through to better days. Or if you sell items on consignment, they'll work with that. They'll work with you on that, too. So if you're looking for anything from snowshoes to diamond rings, see the folks at B&L Pawn, 605 Gaffney. Jim, Bruce, and Killer will be happy to deal. Killer never says no. They'll sell anything but the chandelier, and only then because it's attached. However, ask Killer, you never know. That's B&L Pawn, corner of Gaffney and Cushman, 452-6491. Open 9 to 7 Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 on Saturday, and 12 to 5 on Sunday. And remember, tell Killer you heard it here on Alaska Gold Trails, and she'll sweeten the deal.
You're a housewife, that means wife, mother, friend, lover, cook, nurse, mechanic, maid, painter, carpenter, chauffeur, teacher, purchasing agent, accountant, and you do windows too, and carpet? How do you do it all? When it's time to clean your carpet, it's time to call Service Master, because they'll save you time, and time is your most precious commodity. Service Master, recommended by Paul Harvey, quality assured. Call Service Master today, 452-4066, 452-4066, and save your time for the more important things in life.
Where do the miners sell their gold? Everyone knows they sell it to the precious metals people, Oxford Assaying and Refining, located at 208 Wendell Street. In addition, Oxford also has some fascinating precious metal gift and investment ideas. These include sending gifts of silver. And listen to this, folks. The silver Alaska coin and the Oxford Alaska bar. These one-ounce pure silver pieces are a unique way to share Alaska with friends and family for under $10. In addition to that, Oxford also offers investment ideas in silver bars, gold bars, and occasionally platinum coins. The services that Oxford offers include the special precious metals quote line. That line for the daily quote on gold, silver, and platinum is 452-7858. So if you're anxious to know the daily value of your gold and silver and platinum investment, give them a call at 452-7858. And if you need special information regarding investment ideas and what is available in the gold market, you can give D. Church and the folks down there at Oxford a call at 456-3967. And tell them that you heard about them from Jim on Alaska Gold Trails right here on KFAR.
Thank you, Jim. And Jim Madonna will be back next week with a surprise guest on Alaska Gold Trails. I'm Tom Farrell, sitting in today for Jim, talking with Frieda Chamberlain. We have, less than a minute to go with the program, Frieda, but what are your plans? You going to be doing any traveling?
Yes, I think so.
Where would you like
Excuse
to go?
Me. Well, I'm thinking about going again to Australia, maybe not this winter, but next.
Oh, you must like Australia.
I do.
All right.
I just drove up the highway mm-hmm. from Seattle.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm. I had all kinds of trouble.
On your own, or did you have someone with you?
No, by myself.
You're kidding.
Uh-huh.
You are something else. It's been a delight talking with you. Frieda Chamberlain talking about her early days here in the Fairbanks area. Thanks for coming by and spending some time with us today. Apologies to your pinochle playing.
My pleasure.
This is KFAR Fairbanks. It's 2 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick. The Environmental Protection Agency has announced a ban on almost all uses of asbestos. EPA Administrator William Riley.
I signed this afternoon a final rule under the Toxic Substances Control Act, banning over the next 7 years the further manufacture, importation, and distribution and processing in the United States of almost all products containing asbestos.
But note that the ban is on the manufacturing of products containing asbestos in the future. It does not apply to current asbestos products like roofing shingles and brake linings. Administrator Riley says asbestos is known to cause lung cancer and other serious health problems. In fact, 12,000 Americans are expected to die this year from cancer caused by asbestos. So what do we do now if we have asbestos around our houses, say in the wallboard, the ceilings? Listen to this advice from home improvement specialist Mike McClinic.
It's not as though asbestos is sitting there emitting some deadly gas and you have to dispose of it or else. By itself, left undisturbed, encapsulated, it's really benign. It's not going to hurt you.
So don't touch asbestos. More news after this.
As I was growing up, Mr. Walker from the Farmers Insurance Group of Companies would come by.
How's that new baby sister, Tim?
Through the years, he was always friendly and always reviewing my family's changing insurance needs.
Got a new car, Tim?
Now that I'm grown, I know why it's called the Farmers Friendly Review.
So this is Tim Jr.
Just check your phone book to locate the professional farmer's agent nearest you.
Hi, this is Pat Summerall. Take a break from the heat with a summer special from True Value Hardware Stores. The Rubbermaid 10-quart ice chest is just $8.88 as the July bargain of the month. It comes with a Blue Ice 6-can cooler packed inside. It holds a 12-pack of drinks or a picnic lunch for two. And it keeps them cold with plenty of insulation and a tight snap-lock lid. Get the Rubbermaid 10-quart ice chest for only $8.88 in July while supplies last at participating True Value Hardware Stores and Home Centers.
President Bush says he's glad Oliver North will not have to go to prison, but he would not comment on a possible pardon for North. He said the case is still in the appeals process. A third HUD program has been halted because of financial problems and supposed mismanagement. Details, maybe sees Herbert Keplow.
There may be more shenanigans in federal housing programs. Secretary of Housing and Urban Development Jack Kemp has now canceled the program for senior citizens that he says was meant for low-income people, but instead has been serving the upper and middle classes. And Kemp says the program, the so-called Retirement Service Center, has already cost the government more than $119 million in direct losses, and he adds there have been loan defaults amounting to another $250 million.
ABC's Herbert Kaplow. A couple of other HUD programs have been suspended because of various abuses. Do you know what your cholesterol levels are? Federal health experts say more Americans suffer from high cholesterol than previously thought. In fact, they say an estimated 60 million Americans have cholesterol levels so high they should go get treatment. Many of the nation's airliners are Boeing 727s, and a lot of those jets have been flying for a long time. Now the FAA has ordered immediate inspection of the oldest 727s after a 20-inch long crack was found in an aging United 727. President Bush has awarded the nation's highest civilian award, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, to five Americans. One recipient, General Jimmy Doolittle, who is 92. He led the first U.S. airstrike in Japan following Pearl Harbor. Medals also went to public servants such as C. Douglas Dillon, George Kennan, former Senator Margaret Chase Smith, and a Medal of Freedom was given posthumously to Lucille Ball.
Who can forget Lucy? She was like everyone's next-door neighbor, only funnier. Her secret, she said, was to take everyday things and exaggerate them to funny absurdity. And it worked.
Lucy's husband, Gary Morton, accepted the award. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones closed up about 6 points at 2462. This is ABC News.
Sears now gives you great low prices every day. And Sears' tremendous buying power brings you great items like this. This week, it's a Craftsman 90-piece mechanics tool set with three ratchets and both stands.